Welcome to episode 348 of the 8-Bit Geek Podcast. We're coming to you live. You know, we've been around so long, we would be considered the OGs of podcasts at this point. You know, where other people only last 20, we've lasted more.
More.
So, I thank you for joining us. We got a fun show for you planned today. My name is Jeremy, and with me are two men who also believe they belonged on Times Person's number one list of the year cover.
That's right. That's right. Well, what's her name? Greta Thornburg or whatever. Thornberry. You know, she's got anger issues. She needs to go back to playing with her Barbie dolls. Am I right? Am I right, fellas?
You said it.
That's it. You said it.
I'm Kevin.
Oh shit!
The old switcheroo.
No,
that's why I photoshopped everyone's faces on it.
I'm Doug. I got nothing.
Let's see, guys. I'm 5 days from surgery.
Mm-hmm.
5 days out, and I saved my stories. Kevin all week was like, how'd it go? What happened? What you doing? What? And I was like, no.
Glad you didn't die.
Yeah. And
I did say that.
And close call. There was a close call. And I'll tell you about that. But the surgery was a success. I no longer have a out of rhythm heart. I'm no longer AFib. And I hope it stays that way. It feels great. Although I do... I do feel palpitations and stuff. But they said that will last for like 3 months following the surgery. And then, you know, as the heart regulates itself back to normal. And so it's real weird feeling them. But my heart rate has gone down from the high 80s to mid 90s down to mid 60s and lower 70s. So I'm living my best heart life right now. Nice. But it feels good. It feels really good. The surgery went really well. So a couple things that happened, and I had to clear my mind of this to begin with going in, but I knew that everyone was going to see my penis, right? at least 3 to 4 people, right? Well, that number jumped up from 3 to 4 all the way up to like 25.
They live stream it?
no, but we had the person. Okay, so the person came in to shave me, and she came in, and she's so essentially Ashley leaves the room, and Colin leaves the room, but Ashley can hear me through the door, and so I'm asking the girl, having a conversation with her, I'm like, so how did you get the short straw? Like, did you go to school to shave someone's?
And she's like, I don't know how you got the short straw. Genetics?
Very true. and she's like, oh no, this is an actual position. I'm an assistant, and this is what we do all the time. I was like, oh, okay. So that gets all done and everything. I go in and I have to have 2 procedures done. The first one is they want to look at the back of the heart and then the stomach to see if there's any blood clots. So they actually have to stick a tube down the throat and with a camera, and it's fucking huge, man. And they put me up for that. It takes about 30 minutes, but it like ruins your throat and everything. Comes back out, and then I have to wait for the surgery. Well, I get the surgery done, and I guess the first... So they wheeled me out, and you're not allowed to move your legs for 6 hours because of the fact that they don't sit you up. They don't glue you back together. They leave open holes where the arteries are in your groin. And if you move, it will clot and start bleeding. Well, Jeremy decided to kick his legs up when he was half unconscious, and I got back to my room and I started bleeding out. Ashley was freaking out, she said. My blood pressure went through the roof. Everything was on. She was like, I don't remember anything. I was in and out. So Ashley said 8 nurses came rushing into the room, started applying pressure to both areas, like down to the bone, and to stop the bleeding and the clotted again and everything. And so that was really crazy. And that's where 8 people saw my dick, because Ashley was like, yeah, they she was like, I was like, did anyone see my dick? And she goes, oh yeah, there were no covers on you. It was everything thrown off of you and everyone's getting to work. I was like, oh, okay. And then you can't pee laying down. A man cannot pee laying down. It is impossible. Your body will not let you do it, right? And so there's twice I had to I felt like I had to go real bad. And so I go, all right, I'm going to call someone because Ashley won't help me out. She says she can't do it. She can't hold the bottle. Fine. So I call. They come in. There's a male doctor who has to hold my penis, put it into the into the bottle, and then I have to pee. Well, it's not coming out. So this man is standing there with my penis in his hand for about 10 minutes. and nothing's happening. I looked at him and I was like, I'm sorry, man. I don't know if it's just because you're holding it or what, but it's not happening. And he goes, it's all right, man. It's all right. I go, okay. And it's not flattering. I'm on my back. It's really cold. It's like a turtle. Okay. Its head is not poking out. It is like inside the depths of my body.
Did he have to like stretch her it out? Let me just apply some pressure
No.
So don't worry, it's my job.
Listen, there was enough. But it was a turtle and it was like, nope, not coming out. So second time it was a girl and I went, oh fuck, man. And so she comes over and she grabs my little thing and she's like, here you go. And I'm like, okay. So now she's holding it for 10 minutes. And I'm just like, I cannot go. And I have to go so bad. Meanwhile, they're having to give me morphine because the weight that I have on my stomach is being applied to nothing but my lower back. And because 6 hours of not moving your legs, I just can't move, man. So that's killing me. And then finally the third time I tried to go, I looked at Ashley. I was like, Ash, I can't call another nurse back in here. Please just hold it. And maybe cause I know you, I can go. I really need to go. And she's like, no, I can't do it, Jeremy. I can't do it. I physically cannot. I'm going to pass out if I see any blood or any of your scars or anything, any open wound. I go, and I start like tearing up. I'm like, you don't love me. I just need someone to hold my dick. And
I'm with you though. No, so, I agree.
Yeah.
And, really shown her colors here.
Yeah. And so finally she agrees to it,
hey,
right?
Hey, bud. Hey, listen. Look at me.
Yeah.
Look at me.
Yep.
I would have held your dick.
Thanks. Thanks, Doug.
That's yeah. Love.
So she goes to grab it to put it in there and she gets nervous and spills piss all over my balls. And I'm at a loss here, man. I'm like, I can't move for 6 hours.
I mean,
my lower back is killing me and now I've got piss on me. And so she's crying. I've got tears in my eyes. She's crying and like freaking out. I'm like, can you please just clean me up? And so she cleans me up, and I try to go. I can't go. So finally 6 hours goes by. But what they don't tell you is that it's 6 hours plus 45 minutes because they have to slowly jack your bed up to make sure that when you're bending your body, you're not bleeding.
Bleeding.
And if you bleed at all, the 6 hours starts over. Yeah. And so they did that. I finally got out of bed and I finally went pee. It was amazing.
Austin Powers pee.
Mm-hmm. But it was a
league of their own.
Yeah.
Yeah. Madonna grabs a watch from a nearby nurse and standing there just timing him as he's peeing. Yeah. Just like chewing gum. Just damn.
Yeah. Madonna's not got much going on these days, so yeah.
Yeah, so it seems right up her alley.
Yeah. She's like, it's a job.
It's a job.
But all in all, it went well. The recovery has been great at home. They're like, they sent me home, and they're like, all right, so you can't, you know, when you shower, you can't put direct water on it. You have to let it run over it. You have to pat it dry and all this stuff. Oh, and by the way, if you start bleeding, from the wounds, go ahead and hold it down to the bone and call 911. What? Why don't you just close me up? What is this?
Did they explain why they can't close you up?
No, because the incisions are like almost microscopic. They're like really tiny. Like it's the size of a pencil is what they put in you on both sides.
That's pretty like, it's incredible. Cause yeah, they don't have to slice you open. Yeah. Anymore. So it's probably just like, well, we're not gonna, I mean, I don't know, it just seems
they
it seems
like
it'd be more
me.
Dangerous to try to go in and close you up inside than just to let it kind of heal itself.
I had about 4 pokes on my arm because they couldn't find a vein. I had one on my hand, one on my wrist, both wrists. Then I went and got the CT scan. What's really cool is so they 3D map your arteries, right? And to kind of map it to show where they're going to go throughout this whole thing. Then you go in and in the surgery, they put these giant pads on your back and on your chest. And then they use sonar to map out your entire system and to show what's going on. And so that way they can go through and find and go to the heart and everything like that. So all in all, it was good. They did have a little bit of bad news for me. One of the leads on the pacemaker is loose in the heart. And so the good news is that the pacemaker doesn't fire unless my heart rate drops below a certain point. The bad news is in order to fix it, I need to have the entire first surgery redone. Which is another 12-week recovery. And my arm in a sling for 6 more weeks. So that kind of sucks. That was the bad news. So I go see my cardiologist on Wednesday and I'm sure we'll discuss that and all that. But yeah. That's the latest from Jer Bear and getting his heart right in 2019. That's 2 major surgeries in 2019 around my heart. And I hope to be done with it forever. I don't want another one. I really am looking forward to 2020 and having a really great year. So, yeah. That's it for me. All right, everybody. Thanks for joining us. No.
Yeah, that's it. That's this week's show.
But, yeah, so that's it. That's it for there. Chudfu in the chat says Jer's circulatory system will be on Google Maps in a couple of weeks. Hey, the good news is that nobody came to me and said that my arteries are clogged, so that's good news. No blockage or anything.
Yeah,
they would have said that because they could definitely see that going through there. And you know, so. Yeah. Anyways,
glad you're still with us, buddy.
Thanks. Me too. Me too. But if you like what you hear, if you like those kind of stories, and you want to get more involved in the show, you can. You can do so if you go over to our website at www.the8bitgeek.com. We have links to our Discord over there. We have our other shows as well, like 8-Bit Saga and Divas, Dropkicks, and Dives. And then we also have our Patreon. And if you'd like to hear some more content, we put out a lot. We put out a daily show for you. We put out a pre-show and a post-show. We do some cooking stuff. We do some other stuff. We do some dress-up stuff, some cosplay stuff. What we try to do over on Patreon is to give you a lot of value as a way to say thank you for helping us out. And the way that you help us is you help us provide equipment for our show. You help provide money for contests that we run, advertising dollars, travel dollars, and just a way for us to expand the show even more. In 2020, we're looking to add a couple shows to the network. And so this goes a long way. And so we thank you, and we thank everybody who gives to Patreon. Even though it's only $5 a month, that's still $5 that you've earned. And for you to give it to us means the world to us. And we always like to say thank you. So with that, Doug will go ahead and read out all of our Patreon members right now. If you'd like to be on this list, you can for as little as $5 a month. We'll even read it out if you give $1 a month. Mm-hmm. But anything that you give goes a long way. So thank you.
All right, here we go. Whew, buckle up, because there's a good number of names. Ryan, Ed, Lawrence, Nathan, Chris, Dravenholt, mandatory username, Cutie, Windrus, Lauren, Doug's favorite, Britt, Josh, Random, David, Snorkel. Yeah. That is a classic. Link, Diedrich, Kevin's son, Carmen. Kevin?
Yeah.
You have a son?
A son?
Yeah, y'all know about him. Oh. Well, we talked about it on What's Up Wednesday, Jerry. You should tune in.
You get a middle finger for that.
No. Oh. Byron, the Majestic Goose, Brian, Wheatley, Stevie, another David, Tyler, Jonathan, Drew, Floor Salaming. Always, shout out. Always so happy to see Floor Salaming. Manuel, Michael, the Dubstep Kid, Leonard, Zaylin, Dr. Roxo, Pete, Crush Paradise, Travis, Merle, yeah, definitely Merle. Merle High Church. I know that name. Jeremy, a different
shout
Jeremy.
Out.
Yeah. Brett, Benny Babs, One Step Down. Who the fuck is Kenny? It's not Chad. Robert,
wait,
Star
so
Citizen.
Who is, so Kenny's not Chad?
That's yeah, not confirmed. Chad is not Kenny.
So who's
Chad
Kenny?
I don't know.
Who the fuck is Kenny? That's what I've been asking.
Robert. Kev makes me hard. What the fuck are these names? Kev.
I've got a lot of sub accounts.
Yeah, I was about to say. Jesus. Carl, Christy, Joshy, Francisco, Eric, Linz, Crassy, Lucy Stage Tech, Mado, and Moose.
Yay. And a partridge in a pear tree.
No, and if you're like, wait a minute, I'm a patron and stuff, as always, go make sure that everything is okay. Sometimes the banks deny payments for shit. Sometimes. Mm-hmm. So we have some just a matter of like you have to update cards or whatever. So
that's right.
Check it out. Yep.
All right. We've got some fun Amazon reviews this week. I tried to pick out some funny ones. Every week we start with it. We don't have a name for it yet. Right now we're calling it Amazon's Amazon.
Amazon's Amazon.
Amazon's be Amazoning.
If you have a better name, suggest it. We might use it. But first up, Doug, what are you reviewing?
Looks like I'm reviewing Vetbond liquid glue.
Nice.
2 out of 5 stars, verified purchase.
Oh.
This is from D. White. Uh-oh, hold on. I have to shrink this down. I can't read it all.
Resize, resize. Resize life is in his
ooh,
house.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Ew, what are you doing?
Ooh. That's just to fit it onto one page, man.
Ugh. You gotta make a page bigger.
Oh.
Well, that works better. Better.
Hold on. I'm trying to get rid of that 213. Here we go. Whoop. Yes. Oh. Okay. All right. 2 out of 5 stars, verified purchase, blah blah blah. Becomes useless after a year or so, even if not opened. A lot faster if it is.
Okay.
I actually have no problem with the product's function. It works well, and I've used it for closing cuts, mostly on humans and mostly myself.
What? Okay.
No, this is vet bomb liquid glue. You're supposed to use this as like for as a vet.
Oh yeah.
So what I'm saying is I use this mostly on myself because animals be crazy.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
However, it fairly quickly dries to a hard blue rock once opened, even if the cap is on snugly. So that's $18 to fix a single cut.
But it says it lasts a year, and then a lot faster is one-time use.
Yeah. I suppose if there was a massive trauma, like the aftermath of a machete attack, the amount would be appropriate, and it would be exactly what one would need. But not courting such attacks, I would probably go to the ER for any such injuries rather than trying to reassemble my body at home, since I'd probably want the attack documented. That was one long sentence.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah.
What this means is that reluctantly I've switched from Vet Bond to just keeping some cheap tubes of generic super glue around, of the sort you can get on Amazon at a dozen for just $5 shipped. I'm fairly sure these aren't pure enough to be wisely used in such a way, but for minor cuts I've risked with no obvious problems so far. Bottom line, unless I want to buy a new bottle of Vet Bond every 6 months or so and spend $18 on a single paper cut or salad dicing incident, Jesus, come on, man. The other stuff is more likely to actually be a liquid when needed, since it comes in metal tubes and will cost me more like 40 cents per tube. If I die from doing this, I trust my wife will update this review to 3 stars on my behalf. 2 out of 13 people found this helpful.
213 or 2 out of 13?
213.
Yeah, who cuts themselves making salad that much?
I don't know, but I was like, come on, man.
Unless he's right. Like straight chopping the heads of lettuce or something.
Yeah. What I like to do is I like to hold in my hand.
Yeah, underneath it. Yeah, just do it. Who needs a chopping board? You just use your hands. That's what our hands are for.
So sometimes I just sit on the couch and I put lettuce in my lap and I just go to town.
And then when it
comes out.
Oh.
Oh man, I like to make my salad in the trash. I just literally I go to the store, buy all the parts for it, and then go nope, and then just dump it. Done. I need to eat more salads.
Yeah, that's why you have heart problems.
And the fact that you're
I'm just
food
kidding.
Parts.
Clearly, it's not. You said your veins were fine.
Fuck.
How many parts go into a salad?
14.
14 part, this 14 part salad.
Yeah, there's a four. So you got your lettuce. So that would be chips. And then you've got your cheese. So you do a layer of chips. You do a layer of cheese. And then you got your meat. So chili. You put chili on top of that.
You're just talking nachos at this point.
That's a nacho salad. Hello.
Ah, okay.
Okay, mine is for Mad Dog 357 Gold Hot Sauce.
Oh.
And this comes from user W8S and Amp Measures. It's a verified purchase, 5 out of 5. Yo! I got a new religion that will bring you to your knees, baby! I got just one drop. I seen Jesus play with flames in a lake of fire. It was a religious experience. Weak knees, clear mind, the trees outside my home breathe and dance as the sun waxed hot. The earth and my body was reborn. My cat's eye spoke poetically to my soul. Baptism by fire. A new religion for the secular West. 44 people said amen.
What the fuck? Alright, guys. I've got a gaming headset.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know who it's by. It doesn't say who it's from. But it is a verified purchase, and the color is blue. Good to make note of that.
Mm-hmm.
But I just want to start this off and let you guys know that I'm a middle-aged dad. Shout out, Carmen. Who purchased this for my kid.
You! That
he's
Sorry. You got me.
2 weeks in a row, joke grenades.
Oh.
So I purchased this for my teenage son so that he would stop borrowing his sister's Beats for gaming. Yeah. I was first expecting to pay, you know, like $100, but was pleasantly surprised by the pricing and reviews for these. Now, I just now tested these, and to me, they don't seem too bad. The audio quality is lesser than the Beats he was using, but to me, that's okay. Now, they're not as comfortable as the Beats either, but they're still fine for wearing for hours on end. I don't know, all right. They're no New Balance, but, you know. Unfortunately, they were not acceptable for my teenage son. This is just one gift of the many for his birthday. We tend to go overboard, even before Christmas. Now, he wasn't overly thrilled, but used them immediately. Now, later, in a fit of rage over his own gift, or the other gifts, he shouts, "Thanks for the $10 scratchy headset, Dad."
Piece of shit.
Yeah, man. Fuck you, Carmen. Oh, hey, shout out. So, if you're a middle-aged person looking for good value, I think these are a good fit. Now, though, if you're a spoiled brat teenage boy who wants to hear what others will do to his mom in the best sound quality and comfortability, these may not be the best purchase.
It's like, what'd you say about my mom? Yeah. You heard me. No, seriously, I didn't. These headphones suck. Could you please tell me again?
Yeah, I just couldn't tell. I couldn't put it all together.
Like more loud, like a little louder, please.
All right, Carmen, get off the COD.
All right, let's take a look at the top box office of the week.
That's what we need to do. We need to go, like, remember when we used to play, like, I know we're about to do top box office, sorry. You know when we used to do a Rocket League, mm-hmm. and we would just feed the trolls the entire time? Yeah. We would just play into, like, their... That's what we need to do again. Something like that, but just do that stuff where it's like, yeah, fuck your mom. It's like, wait, what'd you say? Hold on, what? No, say it again. I didn't hear you. Can you say it again? Oh, okay.
Yeah, we could find that in one match. We played, Jeremy and I played Call of Duty yesterday with one of our guys, Spook. He played with us, and yeah, like the first game in, we're like, all right, we're going to friend this dude, and we just started talking to some rando, and then he just starts dropping, like, you know, every Call of
homophobic,
Duty insult you could think of.
Lines, and we're like, nope, we're not friending you.
Yeah, we're like, unsubscribe.
And I just went, it's good, it's nice to see things haven't changed around here.
Yeah, yeah. See, with the throwback Call of Duty, you also get the throwback audience of just keyboard warriors of yelling racial stupid shitty shit behind monitors.
So Jumanji took the number one spot with $60 million. Now, before you say anything, $60 million, you're like, that's kind of low. The first Jumanji debuted with $34 million.
Oh, wow.
So this doubled the first movie. So it's a huge win for them.
Good.
Yeah. And so it dethroned Frozen 2, which only made like $20 million. Losers. It's crossed $1 billion, I think. Let's
worldwide.
See.
Wow.
And that's it for the big ones. I don't know what this Richard Jewell. Oh, this is the Richard Jewell is the movie about the security guard who got blamed for the bomb at the 1996 Olympics.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
That made $5 million. People weren't interested in that history.
So. I don't think there was probably enough marketing in it. I didn't even know about it until...
I saw stuff about it. I also saw a lot of people that were criticizing it because they had a reporter in it who slept with someone to get a lead. And that person who, you know, still alive, because this is only like 1998, right? Yeah, whatever. You know, yeah, 96. And they're like, that didn't happen. That's fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
And so then the other backlash from that was like, so people, you know, like that's fucked up to have a female reporter, like she has to get a lead on a story. She has to sleep with a source. And then good old Fox News, one of their reporters, a male reporter, was like, what? Female reporters sleep with people for leads all the time. It's pretty standard in this business. And it was just like, okay,
cool.
But,
thanks for your input.
Yeah. All right, you white piece of shit. But it was just like one of those, like, I wish the female reporters there at Fox News would say something out against their colleague who just called them sluts, essentially.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So, that's the only reason I know about this movie is because of that, because of the backlash of it.
That's crazy. Didn't know anything about that. I'm going to have to look it up.
Let's see. There is the big, obviously, Star Wars comes out this week. If you didn't know, if you're living under a fucking rock. Star Wars comes out. So there's been a lot of articles that have come out about it. And now Kathleen Kennedy has come out and discussed the future of Star Wars. And boy, did this rock the Star Wars fans, didn't it? Just like everything.
This is the first I'm hearing about it.
So they're saying, Kathleen Kennedy is saying that Star Wars will move beyond the trilogy format, but won't abandon the new trilogy characters. So, I mean, how can you say you're not going to do a trilogy anymore?
Well, you got to think, maybe they also mean this in like, well, look at what Marvel's done.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
It's not a fucking trilogy. It's just an ongoing forever experience.
That's true. That's true. But they do have a Cap 1, 2, and 3. They have a Guardians 1, 2, 3. I mean, they have
So far, trilogies. Sure, but...
Yeah, but think about it. Do you watch them subsequently as a trilogy, or do you watch them... I mean, like, I don't watch Captain America 1, 2, and 3 all together. I watch them in, like, the other order.
The chronological order.
Yeah, the chronological order, because it makes more sense otherwise. Yeah. You're going to jump into 2 and be like, what the fuck is going on? And then you jump into the third one, and you're like, what happened since the second?
Well, obviously, you'd watch the Avengers movies, yes. But what I'm saying is that they still have a set trilogy of the solo characters.
Sure, and we may see something like that with whatever their new thing is, but it still may be like a connected universe where it's like, here's episode one of Poe Dameron, and then the next year is, here's episode one of Finn, mm-hmm. or, you know, whatever, you know, whomever, because it also says they're not going to abandon the new trilogy characters,
which is weird, because they just had an interview with all three main characters saying that they will not go back to those roles, like they feel like they're done. But then again, money talks, right? So
NDAs talk as well. They're like, you know, having to play
also that entirely, but also, I mean, Harrison Ford pretty famously was like, oh, I'm never going to go back being Han Solo. And then here we are, back 40 years later, and it was like, how many zeros were at the end of that?
Yeah, that's true. Just fair enough.
Yep, I'll come back for one. Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So my great-great-great-grandchildren don't have to work anymore? Perfect.
Basically.
There is a gentleman, and I bring this up because it's quite amazing, but also at the same time I wanted to question you guys. At what point is fandom or collections too much? A man converted his basement into a 1980s video rental store for just displaying his movie collection, his VHS tapes.
It looks like more than that, to be honest, because I'm seeing Genesis games down there, too.
Well, sure.
But it's cool. No, I love it. I mean, like I said, I think you posted this, or one of us posted the picture in chat like a week or two ago. And I was saying, man, if I ever got rich, this would be my luxury car. This would be my sports car, is like having a basement like this. I wouldn't need a fucking Ferrari or anything fancy like that. I just want a cool room like this to fucking hang out and kind of be nostalgic about.
So you would like, but this is a bit much for me. Like
I had the room and the money.
Yeah, this feels crammed a little bit. That's what I'm saying. If I had a mansion and I was like, you know what, I'm going to go ahead and just have a collection in the basement, maybe. And that maybe leads to a movie room, mm-hmm. a theater, where, you know, where you can pick out everything physically and it's really cool and neat. But, man, I just feel like I could do so much more with that space.
Yeah, well, think about it this way, too. I mean, I don't know if he's going for the aesthetic, but remember, like, besides Blockbuster, a lot of video stores looked like this, as far as, like, the aisles would be so thin between, and you'd be bumping into people when you're looking for movies on a Friday night or whatever. So, I mean, like, this is super on brand.
You know, I'm just reading on a little bit more. This makes a little more sense. He says he displays his expansive VHS video collection. He also maintains an online store where he sells vintage VHS tapes as well as custom clamshell boxes. So that's nice. Kind of cool. That's neat.
That's how he funds this basement.
Zbok in chat says, Jer would turn his giant mansion basement into a laser tag battlefield. You're goddamn right.
Sounds about right.
Yeah. Why not? There was a ton of stuff that happened in the gaming world this week. You know, movie-wise, there it's just Star Wars. Like, everything is Star Wars. So it's just like, all right, well, let's
nobody's going against
it. It's on our notes, but here's a headline I saw this week. John Wick 4 and Matrix 4 are going to be released on the same day.
I mean, it's a win-win for Keanu. Yeah,
Keanu Reeves, right? He's going to walk away just like,
But at the same time, you're like, these are two major franchises. Yeah. Someone's
Which
going to
lose. Which
should
I go see first?
Yeah.
There's no way they're going to. One of them's going
to
buckle.
Yeah, like, one of them's going to have
like,
to.
Yeah, Superman versus, what was it? Like, Batman versus Superman and, like, an Avengers movie the same day, and they had to move them.
Who's going to win? Who's gonna take who out?
I don't know. They're both, I think it's May 21st, 2021.
I mean, they're both the Matrix movies. One's just set in a future and one's set in the present.
Yeah, basically. Exactly. One's in the Matrix and one could be outside at times.
Yeah. All right. As for gaming news goes, the biggest news of the week is that the Xbox Series X got announced at the Video Game Awards. And that's the trailer. You look at the trailer and you're just like, what is happening? Like, making worlds. Okay, I get it. And then they revealed the actual console, which was mind blowing as hell because of the fact that you were not expecting it at all. Yeah. At all. And the thing, it's sexy. It's sleek. It's a PC. It's a PC tower.
It's a tower. It's a PC tower.
So, but I mean, connected to your TV with a controller, whatever. It's great. It'll be wonderful. They did show off in-game footage of Hellblade 2. Or was it Hellblade?
Sacrifice.
Was it Hellblade? Yeah, it was Hellblade 2.
Yeah, Senua's mm-hmm. Sacrifice, Hellblade 2.
And it at times I went, this is a real person. This is not, like, it looked photorealistic. And I just, my mind was completely blown by the whole thing. Mm-hmm. And I was just
As soon as it said Ninja Theory, I was like, we're going to see something awesome. Ninja Theory excels in making like very cinematic looking games.
So it looked really cool. I'm excited about it. Will I pick one up? Probably not. I already have a PC, so I don't need it.
Especially with like the Game Pass and all that stuff. Right. It's like anything that's going to be an exclusive title for them is coming to PC anyways.
And so I was just like, all right, well, it's whatever. I mean, They don't make a huge profit off of the tower anyways, so that's why they're trying to mix PC and Xbox together. They make it off of the sales of the software. So hardware is not a moneymaker until like 4 years in. So
modified control too. It's the same kind of Xbox One control, but they threw in a couple little things. Like they threw in the Elite D-pad, where it's kind of like a rotating D-pad.
Yeah. Though they also made it a little bit smaller.
Oh, did they?
Yeah. So they reduced the size of the controller just a little bit in order to even fit even better into your hands. So I don't know how that's going to feel for me. I'll probably still fall in love with it, but
yeah,
we'll see.
Because I'm trying. Like, I like my Xbox One control. I think it feels perfect.
So. Same.
The Game Awards happened where that got revealed, and we have the list of winners. Game of the Year went to... was it Sekiro?
Sekiro.
Shadows Die Twice.
Dark Souls dudes from Software.
Sure. Action game was Devil May Cry 5.
That one was surprising to me.
Me too.
Yeah. It was a great game though. Yeah, you can find that on Game Pass, I think.
Action Adventure was Sekiro. Art Direction Control 1, which was good. Audio Design, Call of Duty. Okay. Sure.
Sounds great.
Community Support, Destiny 2. They've done a great job.
Yeah.
Content Creator of the Year was Shroud. He won it.
I'm not surprised.
And I was very surprised by that.
For Shroud?
Well, yes, because of the fact that he's kind of older, right? He's getting a little older, and he made the... I don't know. It just seems like a younger person's kind of swag. So to have him, I'm happy that he won. I wanted him to win. I was like, yes, but I was.
The only other person's name I recognize in this group is Ewok, and I only became aware of Ewok in like the last like month.
Me too.
Yeah.
And I guess Dr. Lupo is a pretty big name.
No, I don't know. I don't know any of these other people. Except for Shroud, but it's because it's Shroud. Yeah, I don't know.
Then they got a whole bunch of esports stuff. You know, Not disregarding them. I know it's huge, but we're not going to cover it all.
Cup of tea, yeah.
The esports game of the year was League of Legends, so that's worth mentioning.
Is it?
League of Legends is creeping on a come up. Yeah.
League of Legends has been the main game with the main most amount of money given in every year.
I always thought it would be like either Counter-Strike or Overwatch or even Fortnite, but here we go.
Let's see.
I think the most surprising thing is that Mads Mikkelsen won for Death Stranding as for performance.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a little mad it's not Ashley Birch for Parvati for Outer Worlds.
I think the biggest...
Because Ashley Birch, goddammit!
That's it, just by name. Wins by name alone. Mobile game of the year was kind of a bullshit thing. Call of Duty Mobile won that. Like, really, out of all the things that were on here, What the Golf was huge. Grindstone was amazing. Yeah. Sky Children of the Light, I heard, was phenomenal. And then you're going to choose a AAA title? Fuck out of here. Someone paid them off.
You had to, like, vote for these, right? Weren't these, like, all, like, you, like, gamer choice? Like,
yeah, just like...
I saw it on Steam.
Yeah, you go to the website.
Doug, just like our president gets voted in, right?
Sayonara won the popular vote, but the electoral vote went to Call of Duty.
Yeah. all right, and blah, 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 a whole bunch of other stuff won. You can go look it up online.
Well, I gotta say, because for sports and racing, Crash Team Racing beat FIFA, so there's something's afoot.
Yeah, that's strange, man. I don't know anyone who purchased Crash Team Racing.
Seriously.
Yeah, I went for Dirt Rally just because I was like, I feel like that would be the logical choice. And when I heard Crash, I was like, nah, that's weird.
Yeah, and also, I get VR game Beat Saber 1, and it's like, but, like, Asgard's Wrath is, like, a 30-hour RPG game. And like in VR, and then like No Man's Sky, I've heard like the VR is pretty cool in that. So it's like Beat Saber, it's like, okay, I get it's the most popular one or whatever, but at the same time, like, man, that get out of here.
I think
it's Dance Dance Revolution in VR. Get the fuck out of here.
Once again, people voted for it, so maybe like casual ass people are just going through the list and they're like, that's the only one I recognize, so click.
You know,
it is the one that's more popularized in media.
Probably.
While I appreciate the fact that fans can vote on this award, I don't think that it legitimizes. I don't think it makes it an elite award or the award to have. I wish that the Game Awards did a industry only voting system where every developer gets a vote.
They do. I mean, do we know their voting style?
I'm sure. It's open. It's got to be open. It's got to be open to voting. But I think that kind of like how they do the Oscars, where, you know, you get an Oscar vote and on your favorite movies. And I think they should do that in video games in order to make it like that much more elite. Because I feel like I guess who won was, it's a pretty good toss up here.
So nominations for the Game Awards are selected by a voting jury of 80 leading media. Oh, I guess it's just the nominations. So yeah. I don't know. But 80 leading media and influencer outlets across the globe.
Influencer. God,
outlets.
Fucking name.
Also.
So like that can include like, you know, say Funhouse and like something, or not something awful, Kind of Funny and Joker.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But that doesn't, that, I mean, sure. And the most popular stuff is going to get voted up, and the stuff that was great for the year. I mean, that stuff is all fine and dandy. That stuff doesn't need help to get voted on. I'm just talking about actual votes. I would like to see the industry be, you know, have their say in it and not just fans. Fans should have their own awards show for video games. That would be great, kind of like the Teen Choice Awards and stuff like that. But I do think that in order to legitimize it as a as close to the Oscars as like this is the grand award to get, you know, because there's a million gaming awards that you get a year. E3 Game of the Year, PAX Game of the Year, all these different awards that you can get and stuff, but there's not one that sits out that you're just like, holy shit, now that is the one to strive for.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Time Magazine...
Jeff Keighley credit, though, man. Mm-hmm. I just want to say it real quick. Jeff Keighley deserves the credit because you've seen... over the last probably 10 years of what he's built that from, coming from Spike TV to like where it's at now. There was even a year, remember, where he did it in like a fucking like basement set, you know, like it was him and the dude from Community.
Yeah,
and
this is the fifth year of the Video Game Awards.
Yeah, this is the fifth year of his like personalized one, but he's been through so much with Spike and all that other stuff that like he's really honed it, and I think he's got the formula right now. Like otherwise, the presentation of the show was great. It was smooth, and I loved the Muppets thing did it for me.
Yeah, no, they need more of that, because we said it last year, and I'll say it again this year. Video game developers are not social creatures, and it is awkward as hell when they get on and present and when they get on and talk. It is so awkward. It's funny. It makes for a funny like segment where, but you also cringe at the same time because you're just like, oh my God.
No. So many blazers and graphic shirts, graphic tees.
So, Time Magazine has come out and named the Switch one of the most important and influential gadgets of the decade. There's only two video game items on this list. And
cell phones.
Yeah. Nintendo Switch and the Xbox Adaptive Controller. So, yeah, I'd agree. You know?
Yeah, I mean, it takes like legit gaming on the road. Finally, I mean, you have like full, like, you know, 60-hour, 70-hour experience. You could take The Witcher 3 everywhere you go. Like, how fucking amazing is that? You know.
And it's sold.
10 years from now, we're gonna be saying that about our cell phones. But I mean, like, for now. You know, the Switch is pretty great.
Man, the fucking Apple just fucked up, man. Apple really fucked up. They had an opportunity to make the Switch before the Nintendo did just by adding goddamn controllers in the box where you can attach them to the goddamn phone, but they decided not to. Assholes.
Yep.
Redbox is no longer going to rent games because, well, it's Blockbuster all over again. Hello. Digital's taking over.
Redbox, there were still Redboxes around.
Oh yeah.
Damn.
Every grocery store or 7-Eleven or Quick Trip you go to.
Now the 7-Eleven by the one that I go to by work used to have one up front, and they replaced it with one of those Amazon like Dropbox things, whatever the fuck they're called. No, where you can like get packages delivered. Redbox was gone years ago.
If anyone worked for any kind of game exchange place such as GameStop, like you saw these Redbox games. That's why I'm not surprised. I'm surprised it took them this long to stop supporting it. Because people would just steal the games. They would rent them out with a fake credit card or a debit card, and they would take a photocopy of the disc and then put that in the case and return it. And since the photocopy has the UR code on it, it would just scan that and be like, all right, cool, we're good. And then they would just make off with the game. So I'd have people come into my store on like day of releases with a stack of games with no cases. And they all have those Redbox stickers around the side and around the middle of them. We couldn't turn them away, even though we knew they were obviously fucking stolen.
How much you give them though? $10 for each one?
I mean, we had to give them whatever they were. So if it, I mean, like from what I remember, I mean, it was just always like half the price of what it was, even if you bought it on.
Man,
day
you're
one.
Making $30 a disc. I'm renting everything.
That's in store credit. That's in store credit, man. If you want to get cash, it's going to be, you know, less.
Still though.
Yeah.
But yeah. No, people scam that shit in Chicago and Kansas.
Why
City,
couldn't
everywhere.
You? Why couldn't you turn them away?
Because
if you know it's stolen.
You couldn't accuse customers of it being stolen.
If it's a day one release, there's absolutely no way. No, that should be like company fucking policy. There, and that should also be on Redbox. Redbox should have a thing that they should send out to people like GameStop saying, we are not releasing these games for people to purchase, like use copies from us or whatever, until a month after the game releases or some shit. So if you see them on day one, they're stolen.
I don't know. I straight up had a dude come into my store selling a bunch of Redbox games, and he was like, hey, my man, when's this God of War coming out? I mean, the game you're trading right now, this God of War, it's out today. And he's like, oh, well, I got to come back for it, man. I just need some money right now. I'm like, you are full of shit.
He's like, all right, man, I'm gonna trade this in, and you go ahead and give me a new copy of it because I want that fresh
right,
case.
Yeah.
And then, like, it is a new copy because it was probably put in the fucking Redbox machine at midnight.
Yeah. So I mean, you know, I mean, yeah, it's a ridiculous thing. Like I said, I'm surprised they lasted this long. They had to have lost a shitload of money on the video games alone, but they probably made it back with the movies and all the other stuff. But It was a bad idea from the get-go. There was no way of policing that.
Well, I just can't believe that, like, that, I was at 7-Eleven. I can't believe that GameStop would allow people, I mean, it'd be like, man, that's their stickers on that.
The
Sorry.
Only games, you,
Sorry.
The you only games they wouldn't that. Allow were games that were unopened. So even if a parent came in and went, I got the wrong game, I just want to trade this in, we cannot take it if it still had the plastic on it.
Get
and we had to turn them
here.
Away.
Get the
so
fuck
it's really
out of
fucking
here.
Weird, dude. Well, that's why Dinosaur is going to die, motherfuckers.
Yep, good. Hey guys, Fortnite is in the news right. because they had a Star Wars tie-in for the week of the release, and I gotta say,
what is this Star Wars thing that everyone's talking about?
It's a little indie thing.
This is new to me. I don't know anything about Star Wars. Don't look right there. There's definitely nothing Star Wars related right here.
Hey, what about your chest?
Shut. What? No, that says War Stars.
War Stars.
You know, I heard of War Stars?
Yeah, it's this new fighting game coming out.
It's this new fighting game.
Yes, you take stars and they fight each other. Who's going to win? It's the constellations against each other. Actually, that's not a bad idea.
Yeah, seriously.
So Fortnite, you know, everybody was kind of talking about Fortnite this week and the event with Star Wars. They were going to show a clip. What nobody really knew what was going to happen was the event that would be just kind of mind-blowing, man. Now, servers were so packed that nobody could get in. I couldn't get in, so I had to watch it on Twitch, and my jaw was still dropped. The countdown started, and all of a sudden, in the sky, you see Star Destroyers coming in from light speed, just doof, 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 doof.
Nice.
And then all of a sudden, out into the sky was the Millennium Falcon. It ran this huge set piece of a battle between TIE Fighters and the Millennium Falcon. And what you didn't know is the TIE Fighters that crash landed were actually in game. And then the Millennium Falcon landed. Out comes J.J. Abrams and Jeff Keighley and a stormtrooper for comic relief, who talked a little bit too much. And talked over J.J. Abrams. Then what they did, the technology that they've been able to do in Fortnite 2.0 is insane. So they could put on these public events like this. But then what they did was they essentially threw a million pixel frickin' 4K video in-game. So you're playing a game, and in-game you're watching a movie. And it is crystal clear. It was really incredible to see. Even if you don't like Fortnite, just the interactivity and the ability to do these things in a game is really special. And it really shows what the future of gaming is going to be like for product tie-ins and for different stuff like that. So after the event happens, they allowed people to vote, and they voted on what your favorite lightsaber color was. And then all of a sudden there was a box left on the stage, and then the box explodes, and out comes lightsabers galore. And then everybody started having this huge lightsaber fight. And I was like, okay, cool. That's awesome. Glad I missed that. Cry. And then I finally was able to get in the game, and there's all these Star Wars skins. There's these gliders, and then you get into game, and all of a sudden there's these Star Wars challenges, and then you open a box and you get a lightsaber, and they actually, it's really fluid. It's really fun. And you get to, I got my first ever, solo, battle royale victory, with a lightsaber battle. It was phenomenal. So I've had a really good time in this Fortnite thing. And you know, it was just really, really cool. So, that's really neat. You can still play that throughout this week and get all your cool in-game stuff.
Nice.
So, yeah.
That's awesome.
Speaking of Epic, they're giving away 12 games this month. Starting December 19th, you'll be able to get a game a day for 12 days straight. So be sure to tune in and check your Epic game store for that.
Do we know what games?
Not
yet. Have they announced any sort of lineup?
Not yet, no.
But right now, you can get The Wolf Among Us and also, was it The Wolf Among Us and The Escapists for free until the 19th.
Did you see that? You see that they're they're redoing Batman. The Batman
Telltale?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Nice.
They're making another one?
No, they're re-releasing the original, but they're putting in a noir mode where it turns everything black and white. And then they're also adding new DLC.
Okay.
Yeah. So that should be cool. Of what, Jeremy?
Of what? But
tell me.
If Telltale's gone, more or less, then who's doing this? Who's making this?
Well, the company that purchased them up hired back the people from the studio.
That's right. We've talked about this because some of these games that were going to get not remade, but yeah.
Wolf Among Us 2 is coming out.
Yeah, Wolf Among Us 2 got announced, so.
That's right. I remember that now.
Corsair has continued to buy things in 2019. Now they've purchased a controller business from Scuf, and they just continue to take over in the PC market. They now own Stream Deck. They own Corsair, of course. They also bought the streaming platform that Twitch uses. Streamlabs? What's it called? Streamlabs. They bought them. But buying everybody. The new Apple. The new Disney. The Disney of gaming. Corsair.
They know what the future is, man. Gaming's only going to get bigger.
Let's see. Nintendo, our last story. Our last story is that Nintendo will be having a huge eShop sale. Now, this was posted for the UK, but I'm sure it's going to come to the US. They're promoting 80% off, up to 80% off over 700 games. So if you have a Switch, be sure to check out the Switch store on Thursday, okay?
Nice.
And that's it.
Yay.
That's it.
Cool.
That's it. We made it. We did it. I was only planning to do a short show, but I just said screw it, and I'll sit through it and finish it out. Finish it strong.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Stay tuned. We're going to do a couple minutes for a Q&A after the show. If you have some cues, we'll A them, and we'll A you. Until next week. And next week we will have a show. I know that next week will be Christmas, but we'll have a Christmas week show for you to enjoy. We'll do some fun stuff on that show. I think maybe next week, we only have, 2 weeks left after that for... No, next week's show, we are going to do our top five favorite shows, movies, and video games of 2019. And then the following week, we'll do our top five shows of the decade, TV shows, movies, and video games. So stay tuned for that. The next two weeks, you got some fun episodes, a little something different from us. Until then, I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.
And until then, lots of love, hugs, and all that bullshit.